due to its authoritarian nature tempered by clear vision. The Chinese government is working on solutions to its problem areas, due to democracy gone awry. Action in the United States in regard to troublesome areas is comparatively at a standstill. This is an appropriate place to address questions that many readers have asked. How can U.S. President Obama defend the National Security Agency's collection of data from citizens' private telephone conversations and internet records? Why did he sign the Monsanto Protection Act? Congressional actions are public knowledge, but what goes on behind closed doors is not known, and we shall tell you what is relevant to these two situations. President Obama defended NSA's data gathering, which was authorized in the Patriot Act passed during George W. Bush's administration, on the authentic basis that it has led to discovering and thwarting numerous terrorist plans. What the president cannot say, and Bush never would, is that the most extensive terrorist acts that met failure and most of the lesser plots that also got shot down were those devised by the CIA faction under Illuminati control. Neither can Obama disclose that ETs are working in the NSA and other agencies in that country and in several others. They are collecting and analyzing information on all Illuminati activities around the globe and using it to weaken their operations and obtain evidence for prosecution. When this had served its purpose, bringing to its final moment the Illuminati reign, the Patriot Act and also Homeland Security will come to an end. As for the Monsanto Protection Act, Illuminati spokespersons told the president that if he vetoed it, Congress would override it. Furthermore, they would intensify their efforts to overturn the Affordable Health Care Act, block legislation that could relieve some immigration issues, and doom attempts to resolve international conflicts by rational discussions instead of belligerent confrontation. That is the down-to-earth reason, you could say, that Obama signed the bill. But there is another facet of this that the Illuminati bloc doesn't know. Despite their threats, the president was not going to sign the act. He did so because ETs close to him advised it. Their higher perspective was that citizens' outrage at this insidious bill needs to motivate them to force its nullification. The people must exercise their right and responsibility to demand that their elected officials end stubborn partisanship, stop letting lobbyists' money dictate their votes on legislation, and start serving the best interests of the country. By no means does this apply only to the United States. Governments in every country must start serving the needs of their people because this goes to the very heart of Earth's golden age and soul evolvement. As mentioned in previous messages, Earth's populace is in fourth density as far as location, but many have not yet reached this density consciously or spiritually. Just as Earth's ascension was predestined, so was her golden age, but when that age blooms in glorious fullness in your linear time depends upon the people's collective thoughts, feelings and actions. We cannot emphasize too strongly how greatly your light is needed to help your society advance in conscious and spiritual awareness. The universal law of attraction is an essential part of advancement. By concentrating on dissatisfaction with governing systems, injustices and nefarious activities, the populace is sending forth energy that is prolonging situations they want to end. They need to know that by focusing instead on what they want, they generate the energy that will manifest it. They need to be discerning about information from all sources by asking within, where the truth is known as to whether something is fact or fiction, true or false. We first spoke of Barack Obama prior to the 2008 primary election in the United States, when we stated that he would be elected president. We have spoken about him numerous times since then, including before the 2012 election when we said he would remain in office and why. After each of our many messages that mentioned Obama went out, my mother was inundated with emails. Advocates of the Republican Party's ideologies vehemently denounce what we tell you about him, and his supporters want to know if he can surmount the formidable opposition he faces. Some ask, is he still a light-filled being? Yes, he is. We shall add a bit to that. But first we say, it is politics that has subjected Earth's successive generations to wars, horrendous death tolls and destruction, and has created an unconscionably lopsided distribution of your world's vast riches. We are not overlooking the part that religions have played, but it is those who rule church and state who drive their followers onto the battlefield. For long ages, the foundation of your world's political systems was the madness of conquest and bloodshed, corruption and deception. Eventually, it created such a mass of negativity that Earth's very life was at stake. Gaia, the soul that embodied as your planet, didn't want her body and all of its life forms to die. Thus, in accordance with Gaia's request and God's blessing, far distant civilizations infused the planet with life-saving light and the highest universal council created the master plan for a new era that became known as Earth's Golden Age. They asked a soul from a highly advanced civilization to take on one of the most difficult tasks, presidency of the United States, a role that would transcend politics worldwide. Yes, absolutely, Barack Obama is as light-filled as when he agreed to accept the mission to right the wrongs in that country and be in the vanguard of world peace bringers. Throughout his time in office, he has been diligently working behind the scenes to dismantle the network that enabled the Illuminati to control everything that impacts life in your world. Their power to stymie or completely derail his efforts has been formidable and largely successful. But when their influence within and beyond the Congress ends, you shall see the truth of our words about Obama. Now let us put negativity into the context of weather and geophysical events, which you may not have considered as the evidence of change that they are. The intensive light that saved Earth's life gave her the strength to start releasing negativity via powerful earthquakes, volcanic eruptions and severe storms that resulted in massive death toll and destruction. The last of the old negativity was eliminated about 6 months ago. That's what enabled Earth to enter fourth density. New negativity caused by ongoing violence is being released through a series of earthquakes in areas where there is little, if any, loss of life or land destruction, and the same with volcanic eruptions. More is being dispersed via torrential rainstorms in some areas and wildfires in others. Water and fire are nature's cleansing elements. Never again will negativity amass on the planet, and none of the predicted cataclysms will occur. The darkness that for long ages enshrouded Earth is gone, but mopping up what was left in its wake will continue until she reaches the plains where violence doesn't exist. She won't get there next week or next month, but aided by light forces within, on and beyond Earth, she is moving toward that space at a speed that is unique in this universe. And all along the way, violence will lessen and so will storms, quakes and volcanic activity. Moving on now to other matters readers are questioning. Some time ago, radioactive emissions from Japan's damaged nuclear facility were neutralized to the extent that they posed no new health risks. Eventually, all nuclear power plants, stored waste and other toxic pollution will be technologically dematerialized. In the meantime, crews in your skies are using technology aboard their ships to safeguard nuclear facilities that still are in use. Concerns about countries with nuclear weapons acting rashly, other countries racing to develop or acquire those arms, and accidental launches are totally unnecessary. By creator's decree and God's authorization, civilizations with the ability to prevent deliberate or accidental nuclear strikes will continue doing that. During the Bilderberg conference, the Illuminati could scarcely disguise their deepening worries about how much longer they can control banking, lending and investing around the world. They have almost exhausted the means whereby they have been able to keep their fortunes intact. As mentioned earlier, individuals within and outside the NSA have been collecting evidence that the Illuminati acquired those fortunes illegally and unethically. However, until all documentation is presented in airtight cases to the various courts and then justly ruled upon, the funds will remain in Illuminati hands. It was with joy that we heard about the Canadian Minister of Defense's acknowledgement of the presence of other civilizations. It isn't known yet how much this may affect the timing of landings and when ETs living among you will identify themselves. Mother, please insert Hatton's reply to your question about this. As encouraging as that acknowledgement is, it's not enough for landings tomorrow. The word we got is, you have to put your house in better order first. No one expects you to do it by yourselves, that's why we're here. Susie, my friend, you know we aren't going to take over your world, but most people don't. They are curious about us but not convinced that if we landed, it would be to help. They don't have a clue about what we've been doing for Earth for centuries. They're more like, why would ETs be interested in us? When they see things moving in good directions and feel more confident about what's changing, they may not be so leery about strangers dropping in. But, that Illuminati propaganda about ETs may seem friendly but they're going to enslave you is still making internet rounds. Anyway, the bottom line is, God's in charge. He will know when you're ready to welcome us and then give the council the go sign. We're even more eager for that than you are, Susie. Thank you, Mother, and please copy the link to the short video that also adds energy to speeding the day when you will meet your space benefactors. We hope you will feel inspired to support this group's efforts to spread the word. http://www.youtube.com/embed/b3rhyme90. Our beloved Earth family, billions of souls want the same as you. To live in a peaceful world where everyone's needs are plentifully met, where all leaders are wise and honorable and life is in harmony with nature. But they don't know how to help make the world that way and you do. You are there to be the way showers. By living from your heart, you are exemplifying to everyone around you that love is the way to create the world that they, and you, want. Remember, in the continuum the era of world peace, joy, beauty, kindness, mutual respect, abundance and marvelous adventure already is. Love and Peace, Suzanne Ward, website. The Matthew Books, email. Susie@mathbooks.com. The 26th of June 2013. The Council of Angels, Golden Light. Greetings, we are the Council of Angels, including Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Raphael. So much is happening in your Earth world behind the scenes, so to speak. All that was once hidden is coming to the surface, just as Gaia cleanses her surface in preparation for the golden age of humanity upon Earth, which has been planned by the Creator for eons of time. All is a manifestation of inner thought, and all beings on Earth are manifestations of the great Creator, source of life and source of all energy and love. As the higher dimensional energies that are now coalesced into Mother Earth/Gaia's body begin to enlighten, uplift, and accelerate the consciousness of humanity, all are beginning to wake up out of the lower third dimensional reality and beginning to move past the veil that has lifted between the third, fourth and fifth dimensional realities, as all beings and planets in the multiverse are upshifting into a higher level. Each component of the multiverse is being upgraded to another level, and you, our most beautiful Mother Earth, are part of this upgrade. The old world continues to crumble and fall away, and as the consciousness of humanity rises, so too does the new Earth reality rise from the ashes of the old, just as the phoenix rises from its own ashes. The new Earth pattern is manifesting, the new cities of light are being prepared and readied, and your higher selves are assisting you in your upliftment, enlightenment, and awakening. As each being on Earth begins to clear out the dross and old energy out of their lives, this is also happening on a collective basis for the collection of humanity as a whole upon the Earth. Channeled by Golden Light at http://thegoldenlightchannel.com. The 26th of July 2013, Adama of Tilos, the time is now, Carter. Compassion and gratitude will take you to the gates of your galactic family. You are part of it. For the first time in recent human history, this planet and the physical realm of yours will be qualified to enter. The Lion's Gate portal of powerful galactic energy will open on the 26th of July 2013, with its powerful inflow of energies lasting through to the 12th of August. After last December's major planetary opening, the 12th of December 2012, this precious energy will arrive now. It took 7 months for the planet to be prepared for the pure love vibration arriving straight from the galactic center. It took 7 months for you to be adjusted to the pure light arriving straight from the heart of the galaxy. Now enjoy the sensation of becoming at one with the entire universe. We are one. The heart of the universe beats in all of us. Our Lemurian heritage is yours fully. You as galactic humans will take the lead of this planet now. Take care of it. Planet Earth, known as the Blue Diamond of the Universe, has been welcomed back to her galactic family. Find time in your beautiful month of August, starting on July 26, the date of the Lion's Gate opening. Find time to greet the rising sun wherever you are and open your heart to the fullest to the arriving light. The physical entry point of the new codes is your head. Your pineal gland will be fully activated by this new wave of energy. The love in your heart will open your pineal. The light codes will arrive for the first time in human history straight from the galactic center. This will be the very first occasion and definitely not the last one. You are ready for this light. The new codes will recalibrate your entire physical system. Certain physical symptoms of this adjustment will stay with you for a while. No worries. All physical symptoms caused by this extremely high frequency will disappear soon. Your body is prepared. Your heart is ready. How many times have I told you that these are historic times? Yes, indeed, one more milestone will be completed by this unique summer energy. Breathe in the love of the universe and feel as your human self is transforming into the beautiful divine angel who you truly are. Our common heartbeat, us as former Lemurians living within Earth's interior and Earth's human surface dwellers, is our planet's passport to the galactic center. Lemurians were the holders of the most ancient love template on planet Earth. They were the ambassadors of the love of the Cosmic Mother. Now it is your turn to bring her back to the planet, to her home. The Cosmic Mother is returning. It is time, Adama, the 31st of July 2013, Commander Ashtar, update on your current timeline, Philip. The timeline communicated to you in earlier messages comprises of three trimesters from December 2012 until September 2013. You are now in the third, or last, trimester, which has in store for you the most intense and extensive changes. We have previously informed you that the prerequisite for our widespread appearance on your world would especially be the transformation of your financial systems. Furthermore, we have told you that the uplift experienced as a result of these transformations would increasingly enhance your ability to absorb the news about your star family. We will use this uplift to introduce ourselves to you, our brothers and sisters incarnated on the surface of Dear Gaia. Many of you are of the opinion that the developments are not going forward as planned and as communicated by us. Many are in doubt about our messages, since they could not see the changes in the outside world which would act as proof for the validation of our communications. Consequently, their focus is upon that what is not instead of that what is. Please understand that you are creating your reality in every second of your life through your focus and intent. Why do we regularly place our focus on your heart? Because everything begins in your heart. It is your heart that creates your desired reality. Returning now to the timeline, which is the reason for transmitting this message. We have been telling you through different sources that God's plan for you, dear souls, has been altered after December 21, 2012. We intentionally avoid using the word changed, since God's plan to bring you back to full consciousness has not been changed. Instead, you collectively asked for an extension period, which was granted. If you look around you, you will undoubtedly notice all that you have successfully achieved so far. But you will find the most astonishing changes are within your being. Use a quiet moment to go into your heart space and reflect on all that you have personally achieved up to now. Compare where you are now with where you were at the end of last year. How do you deal with unpleasant situations today? Don't you notice that you are far more relaxed and not as quick to go into panic mode as you used to be? Don't you see that you are able to shift your focus much more rapidly from unpleasant situations to uplifting ones? You have truly achieved magnificent progress. We ask you therefore to honor yourselves for this achievement and not to hide your light under a bushel. This now moment is truly an intensive time period. There are many things in store for you which will bring you the confirmations you desire. The currency revaluation, as well as the transformation of your financial systems, are but two important things to come very shortly. To use one of your expressions, we would tell you all systems are go. The necessary preparatory work has been completed and we are awaiting the right moment for implementation, and this moment is imminent. The changes will gather speed in earnest and you will pleasantly be surprised at what will come to you blow by blow. All is going as planned and as communicated by us. The veil at the end of this trimester will not suddenly lift. Your return back home to full consciousness is a process. But there shall come a point in your journey where you will take a big step forward to enable you to build upon this step, to integrate all that you have achieved so far in every cell of your being, and to allow you to go ahead with your journey back home to where you belong. And the moment for you to take this step is just around the corner. You will make great progress and be pleasantly surprised with your achievements. Truly, you have so much to look forward to. Please remember that joy is a very powerful companion, and therefore we encourage you to place your focus in your daily lives on all those things which bring you joy and happiness. Try to find as much joy as possible. Be happy and be thankful for being incarnated at this time on beautiful and dear Gaia. We love you so dearly. Your brother, Ashtar, Channeler, Philip, webpage, Ashtar through Philip, 4 August 2013, Prime Creator, Catherine E. May, Side. This is Prime Creator. I wish to keep in close contact with you during these crucial days leading up to your final ascension. Catherine has agreed to be available at all times to transcribe these messages for you, and we are grateful for her unquestioning service. Those of you lightworkers who have practiced your meditations, healings and clearings, and have reached the level of loving energy in all your dealings, will be in the first wave of those who will be taken to the motherships. You will experience the exhilaration and overwhelming celebration as you meet at last with your adoring brothers and sisters who are standing by in anticipation of this great event. Many of you have agreed that once you are restored and acclimated to the fifth dimension, you will go through the intricate process of descending once more into the lower dimensions to work with those who have been reluctant to leave their old habits and trappings behind. Asananda will be there, teaching and reassuring the people as only he can. It will be a very exciting time for all the lightworkers, because they will have the opportunity to work closely with Sananda, and this time, although you may all face some psychological and emotional reluctance in those who have not yet ascended, there will be no violent end to this triumphant story. The group of beloved apostles and family who were with Sananda during his life as Jesus will be able to live the wonderful experience of teaching and healing at his side, without the fear of persecution. This time, no one will be beheaded, no one will be crucified. The teaching and mentoring, with help from the galactics this time, will continue until all souls who have been signed on with Sananda to accomplish this glorious ascension have moved into the upper fifth dimension. Imagine the triumph which will be shared by all when the last soul crosses the finish line. All curmudgeons, skeptics and doubters will eventually be swept along in the wonder of seeing so many of their friends, family and acquaintances returning to help them with the light of love surrounding them, gloriously happy and ecstatically in love. Who would not be willing to let go of their favorite negative belief systems when they see what the payoff has been for others? Now, I will answer a question. You wondered about the strange weather. You suspected it had something to do with cleansing. You were right. The almost hourly showers are part of Mother Earth's way of cleaning the air, especially the air that comes over the land from the west. All pollution from cars, manufacturing, farming, and so on, is cleaned by depositing all residue in the dense Canadian forests, where it can be processed and returned to the earth as harmless dust. Fortunately, there are still large tracts of forest lands across the US and Canada, and the trees and other plants are becoming more efficient in their cleansing abilities, just as you are becoming more powerful creators. Consider yourselves in ascension, my dearest ones. You are truly growing day by day. I am monitoring your progress carefully, as you see from these messages. A planet in ascension is a cosmic event, one which is felt throughout the entire cosmos. You may have thought of yourselves as small and insignificant in cosmic terms, but this is not so. Your efforts yesterday, today and tomorrow are having an uplifting effect throughout the universes beyond any your scientists have discovered. All planets, all galaxies, all beings throughout the cosmos will rise with you as you elevate yourselves degree by degree, moment by moment. You are coming out of the darkness into the brilliant light of the new golden age. It is happening now. Breathe the nourishing waves of uplifting energy, revel in your new strengths, celebrate the dawn of a truly new day in the history of planet Earth, and you and I are here to experience it together, as one. I am the one you know as Prime Creator, creator of all within this creation. Channeled by Catherine E. May, Psyd, www.whoneedslight.org, the 5th of August 2013, Commander Ashtar on the End Times in September 2013, Philip, in September 2013 you will experience a big leap forward in your consciousness which will confirm all that we have told you. Since many are still in doubt and require more information about this jump, we are happy to address this issue once more. Your ascension is a process. You are going through a growth period. You are learning much, clearing away old baggage and returning to your original state, as fully conscious beings of light. You have imposed upon yourselves the current limitations in order to experience your 3D illusion. However, your soul is yearning for your return home and, therefore, the game on your world is very close to its expiry date. In September 2013, each one of you will make a big leap forward in your consciousness, which will be quite different to that of December 21, 2012. This time you will be really amazed when you do your pre and post comparisons. There will be no room for doubt and you cannot fool yourselves. You, as the human collective consciousness, had asked for a period of grace and it was granted to you. This period of grace will end in September 2013 and a further prolongation is not possible. Please remember that your ascension affects many and, due to your request for this period of grace, some alterations in the divine plan had to be made. Since many are eagerly awaiting your ascension, which is a necessary step for their own evolution, this period of grace cannot be extended any further. You realize that this period of grace until September 2013 is fixed. The extent of the jump in your consciousness will be individual for each and every human being, but each of you will notice it, and your journey after this point will be easier. There are those amongst you who have decided not to take part in this jump. They have chosen an alternative journey and a different timeline to follow. Honor their free will and their decision. And last but not least, for those of you who doubt our words, we suggest the following. If you are placing your focus on September 2013 expecting that nothing will happen, try to change your focus. Please remember that you invoke those events that you place your focus on. Remember that you are masters who create their own reality. We suggest looking forward to the time immediately ahead of you in a positive manner. I am Ashtar, your light brother who loves you so dearly that words are insufficient to express this love. Channeler, Philip. Webpage, Ashtar through Philip, the 22nd of August 2013, Jesus/Sananda, from Chapter 9 of the New Scriptures, Catherine E. May, Psyd. There is a momentous event taking place on planet Earth this day, August 22, 2013. You may not be aware of it, but that does not make it any less historic. Today is the day that all the dark entities of the reptilian race, see link below, which have been hiding inside human hosts, are being told they must leave now, and in doing that they must choose to either give themselves up and go to the light, or be dissolved back into the pool of molecules, as required by Prime Creator. There will be no exceptions. Any who refuse to leave, but insist on remaining with the host will be slowly dissolved by the action of the light energy within the host. The higher the vibration, the faster the dissolution will take place. You see, they are being given a choice whether to continue their lives as a soul or be discontinued. This is more than fair, as you might say. Should they decide to turn toward the light, they will be escorted gently by a guide who respects their individuality and their choice. The ones who are taken to the light will be forgiven and welcomed back, for it is not the past that matters in one's soul development. It is the state of your soul, your attitude, your intention and your light at this very moment which matters. Nothing else. Anyone can be restored, everyone can be forgiven. No reptilian entity will be permitted to remain to harass or compromise the happiness and full functioning of any being on Earth. There will be no exceptions. Any human who refuses to relinquish their hold on a dark entity within them will find that they cannot maintain that hold. Although they may hang on for a matter of hours, the light which is pouring forth from the central sun, and the outpouring of love from the healers and masters who are taking part in this healing event will overcome the darkness once and for all, and those hangers-on will be dissolved into molecules and dispersed. I repeat this command, no dark entities will remain on planet Earth. There will be no exceptions.